What is interesting about the convergence of information on Adderall or amphetamine and Ritalin methylphenidate in the treatment of ADHD for our two boys and for this mutation is that in vitro, in the laboratory, these two drugs oppose each other. They do not act the same way. So over the last several decades, explanations for the common therapeutic benefit of these drugs have generally gone in the direction of that it can't be explained at the molecular level. We need circuits. We need to think about how the brain develops in order to understand why these two drugs that oppose each other in vitro work in the same way in vivo. So what we have shown now is that if the dopamine transporter gets into this backward running state, then these two drugs in vitro work the same, and in vivo they work the same. To us, this is a strong signal that in fact this backward running state of the dopamine transporter could underlie the disorder in many individuals who are effectively treated with these medications. So that hypothesis then leads you to ask one more question, and that is, if we give kids a transporter blocker like methylphenidate therapeutically to stop this backward running of the transporter, is that backward running state common to other transporters and in found in other diseases because we give other transporter blockers clinically? We give serotonin transporter blockers, for example, to treat depression. And the way we teach our medical students and our clinicians is that the reason those drugs are effective is because they elevate serotonin levels in the brain. And they do that. But our hypothesis now is that they may be blocking an inappropriately backward movement of serotonin out of the neuron into the extracellular space. And it's blocking the leak is really more important than is boosting serotonin levels. So maybe there's something more general here. And the next year or two, we hope to pursue that idea much more actively.